Hello, I'm Gary Sternberg with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General. I'm speaking with Jim Kohler, who works in our Office of Audit and Evaluation. Today, we will discuss a report about how the EPA has enhanced the controls of its light-duty vehicle compliance program in the wake of the Volkswagen emissions fraud case, and whether the EPA's existing controls are effective. Jim, how did this report come about?
Well, emissions from light-duty vehicles, which include passenger cars and pickup trucks, are major contributors to air pollution in the United States. The EPA has developed federal emission standards to limit the negative impacts of this pollution on human health and the environment. However, in 2015, after being alerted to high emissions from VW vehicles by a third-party study, the EPA alleged that VW had installed software on its light-duty diesel vehicles that allowed the vehicles to fraudulently meet emission standards. The software, a type of defeat device, allowed some VW vehicles to pass EPA-required tests, even though they were emitting up to 40 times more pollution than EPA standards allow while operating under normal driving conditions. The government's case against VW has resulted in a number of settlements, including $4.3 billion in civil and criminal penalties. Although the recent VW case has generated a lot of media attention, it was not the first time a manufacturer has attempted to bypass the EPA's emission standards using a defeat device. Other cases date back to 1973. The EPA's compliance program has evolved over time to better address and detect these defeat devices.
So, Jim, how exactly was VW able to bypass the EPA's old controls?
The EPA had controls in place to monitor emissions from light-duty vehicles. However, according to the EPA, it did not detect VW's fraud earlier, largely because light-duty diesel vehicles are a very small fraction of the total light-duty vehicle population, and thus did not merit extraordinary oversight. Also, VW did not disclose, as required by law, the presence of a device, software in this case, that modified the way the emission control system operated when certain vehicle parameters existed, such as those used by the EPA's required testing. In addition, the EPA relied solely on standard test cycles, which are the testing methods described in EPA regulations that the EPA uses to determine whether vehicles meet emission standards. So the EPA had no controls to detect VW's sophisticated defeat device, which was specifically designed to operate during these standard test cycles.
Since the VW fraud incident was exposed, what actions has the EPA taken to prevent such a thing from happening again?
Since VW's recent emissions fraud, the EPA has responded by augmenting its testing of light-duty vehicles with new control activities known as special testing. Special testing involves screening for defeat devices using variations of the standard test cycles, new test cycles, and portable emissions monitoring systems, or PEMs, that measure on-road emissions during real-world driving conditions. Special testing can detect whether any design features are altering the operation of the emission control system. The EPA has effectively used special testing to detect noncompliance by other manufacturers.
Can the EPA do more?
Yes. While we found that the EPA's current controls are effective, we also identified some areas where these controls can be further strengthened. These improvements will help the EPA better address strategic risks and assure industry compliance with light-duty vehicle regulations.
What are some of the improvements that your team recommended?
Well, we made 7 recommendations to the EPA that included defining measures to assess the performance of its light-duty vehicle compliance program and conducting a formal risk assessment of the program on a regular basis that prioritizes risks the EPA faces and outlines how to address these risks. We also recommended that the agency develop internal procedures or guidance on how special testing should be formally incorporated into the certification, production, and in-use testing phases of the light-duty vehicle compliance program. We made other recommendations to strengthen the information and communication controls of the program. The EPA agreed with all of our recommendations and provided acceptable corrective actions, 2 of which are already completed.
Thank you so much, Jim, for sharing the results of this important project. For more information about our report on this issue and other EPA Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPAOIG.